This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Troglodyte.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And why is this guy in this pose? Why is his left leg roughly twice as long as his right? Why does his torso have a foreskin? Like, it is one of the weirdest fucking drawings in this book.
Yeah. So the eyes on this thing are remarkable. Yeah. That is the least remarkable thing. Look at those nips. Like, he got some real plump grape nips going on.
Yeah, they're just like regular ass, like delectable nips. And like, you know, but again, though, it's poised above his weird torso foreskin. Like, yeah. If you wanted to jerk off this guy's torso with both arms, you would have plenty of give and you could do it. You know,
you could jelk this trog.
Yeah, you could jelk this trog, bro.
Come on, man.
Passes over a strange vaping device.
This trog ain't going to jelk itself.
It's fucking weird. And that leg thing cannot be understated either. Like, that leg is much longer than the other one. Like, they both like land, like one of them's tiptoed on the ground, one of them's, you know, tiptoed as well, like it's like on the ball of the foot.
Yeah,
but one of them is at a 90 degree angle, you know. Like, they would form like a right triangle if you put them together.
Yeah. This is certainly not drawn the Marvel way.
No. And there's nothing. I think this was drawn before they learned anything about them, because they're just like peace goblins.
Yeah.
They're nice goblins. Mm-hmm. That's what these things are. But they decided to make them look like Fred Schneider's soul. And it's like, hey, I'm a troglodyte.
Hanging around. I have got two legs. One of them is very long.
Jelk my torso tonight. Ding, 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 ding.
I have no external genitalia.
But yeah. I like your Fred Schneider sounds like the Birthday Boy sketch about the two guys who write songs. It's like, we're not just best friends, we're also roommates.
if you're trying to put things onto Rock Lobster, you got to do a lot of syncopation.
You gotta go into
extra. The meter takes you into extra measures is the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the solution. So these things have two like interesting things about them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like the first one is that like somebody made a deal with Dunkelzahn the dragon,
mm-hmm,
to like hang out with these things and learn their language. And all they do is they get around and they get high.
Yep.
And they talk about the existence of God.
Yep. So they tend to their lichens. Yep. And they get wasted on fermented lichen, and they say like, hey, tell me all your thoughts on God. But then they also say like, oh, whatever.
Counting blue caps.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, they talk about God, but they've decided they don't need a God to be happy. Like,
yeah, it's pretty amazing, right? Like, it's just like, these guys are the roommates of the world. And then, somebody says they're supposed to have come from chimpanzees, and somebody comes in and says like, no, these are, humans.
Yep.
That have been metatyped.
Yeah.
Because like the human metatypes are elves and trolls and orcs and stuff like that. But they're, mm-hmm, saying like, these are with them. And someone's real mad and says like, you know, no, mankind couldn't sink so low.
Right.
You know, and I don't really understand, you know, but they are like, it's a slur. Like, trog is a slur in this world for orcs and trolls and dwarves.
Yes. And yeah. And bands that Mike Mills likes. My favorite thing here, and by favorite, I mean the thing that irritates me. You got Deborah coming in saying, we should help them, give them the assistance they need to take their place in society. How can we just ignore those less fortunate than we? That's some real missionary type shit. Like, come on, just leave them the fuck alone.
Even though this is part of the ongoing character assassination of Deborah, which is a little bit like, you know, come on. Like, you know, I knew Deborah was going to show up.
Mm.
You know, and Cal Hill, the person who is saying, you know, no, we should leave them alone.
Yeah.
Like, was nowhere to be seen when Deborah was arguing for the sentience of other things.
Right.
You know, so I kind of feel like Deborah could still be saved. Like, she just needs a good ally.
She just learned that assisting these things means protecting them, not going in and forcing society on them.
Yeah. Like, it'd be like this guy does not need a job.
Right.
Like, I do not want to go into a stuffer shack. Using the lore and like run into this guy taking my order.
Yeah.
You know, be pretty weird.
Yeah. Just let him get wasted.
Yeah.
let him get drunk and talk about how there's no God. I really identify with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it is very, you know, like maybe there is a God, but it's like, it's not like sunlight coming through a cloud. You know, they just sit around doing Denny, like they, like their habitat should be a Denny's.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.